Greetings, you lovely few dozen people, apparently, and welcome to Not Gilbert Gottfried Reviews Every Video Game Ever Made. Yeah, it's a little daunting, but it shouldn't be too hard. I mean, they've only made, what, a couple thousand of the things, right? By the way, you're hearing Peaceful.mod by AOI. Thank you, Mod Archive. Apple Jams, ZX Spectrum and MSX, Ed Hickman, 1984. These days, if your computer doesn't have at least 8 gigabytes of RAM, you're fucked. But back in the day, if you had just 60K of the little binary fuckers, you could play a game about an increasingly obese man eating falling apples and jam droplets, losing the weight in a sauna, getting attacked by a killer right after it eats enough fallen food, and crushing the fucking thing with an elevator, leaving an increasingly large bloodstain. It's like a Game & Watch on both steroids and acid. 7 out of 10. Nightmare Ned, Windows, Creative Capers Entertainment and Window Painters, 1997. Okay, real talk, there's not as much children's media out there as there should be about how much being a kid can suck some serious soggy cereal. Yeah, I just made an obscure Peanuts reference, big surprise there. Charles M. Schulz got it, and so did the visionaries behind Nightmare Ned, the Disney franchise that ended up as a tax write-off because they had zero fucking clue what to do with it. The TV show was lost for years until VHS recordings started surfacing, so it's no wonder that the game, a weird cusp of platformer and 90s multimedia anything-can-happen extravaganza, is more famous. That and it's variously the craziest and darkest fucking thing! Escape an arranged math lesson, undergo twisted surgery, live through the classic naked in school nightmare, fight the zombies of your parents and use their limbs as a ladder. 9.2 out of 10. Living Ball, Amiga and DOS, Interactive Vision and Panic Production, 1994. The wizard's brow is knitted as he tells you of your perilous quest. The land has been conquered by 3 nefarious MILFs, who've divvied up their conquest and transformed the landscape to their liking. One is their leader and likely maintains magical portals to the other two lands, so the wizard sends you to her domain. And to the tallest fucking video game pinball table ever created, apparently. It's got all the classic pinball-style features and obligatory fancy, impossible in real life shenanigans, but the nerd developers clearly poured most of their effort into, you know, making it fucking big, so 6.5 out of 10 tops. Chameleon Twist, Nintendo 64, Japan System Supply, 1997. You know, a lot of companies tried to get in on the 3D platformer craze, and a lot of stuff didn't stick to the wall it got thrown at. But the residue Chameleon Twist left grew into a sequel, so at least that's something. I don't know, there's just a weird, not quite solid feel to this game. Like you could just feel the infinite void outside all the polygons. Ah, what the hell. It's cute, and the weird tongue gimmicks are fun. 6.85 out of 10. Soul Crystal, Amiga, Atari ST, Commodore 64 and DOS, Avantgardistic Arts, 1992. God damn it! Why do the Germans have so many fucking beautiful adventure games that never got localized? Oh yeah, it's because all the English-speaking game companies decided nobody wanted them anymore and almost redefined the entire goddamn genre into game in which you go on an adventure. 6.625 out of 10. Hey, graphics ain't everything. Well, despite catching hay fever and a head cold partway through, ha! Bet you thought I'd destroy my voice like Julie Cameron did after years of playing Marge Simpson, didn't ya? Yeah, they're going around right now where I live because our species fucked up the weather. I'll be fine next time, Pinky's honor, Scout's promise, whatever. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, whew, that's 5 out of the way. Only, what, 6 digits minimum, what the hell?